This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I love this study. We got a great study out saying chiropractors really do relieve back pain. Hey, see, I'm married to a chiropractor. And it's helped me. Nobody believes me. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's great. I love chiropractic. I'm a huge fan. Also a huge fan of osteopathic manipulation. Great, great stuff. It works. It works. Maybe not for all of us. Maybe not for all illnesses or diseases or certain things. But it's underutilized. It is so underutilized. They say when given with pain medication, spinal manipulation benefits 62.6% of the people. And I'm going to tell you right now, without pain medication, I've been fortunate enough where chiropractic has worked. Now, they compare that with while on medication to just receiving pain-relieving medication. So let me kind of go through this with you, all right? Daily Mail says that when given alongside pain medication and physical therapy, manipulation of the spine benefits 62.6% of low back pain sufferers after 6 weeks, compared to just 46.6% who found their discomfort to go away with medication alone. So that is a statistically significant result. Now, study author Dr. Daniel Churkin from Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institute, Seattle, says there are several possible explanations why the chiropractic care improves outcomes. They say, in contrast to most clinicians, chiropractors are specialists in back problems and enjoy seeing patients with lower back pain. Okay, I don't like that. They don't enjoy seeing you sit in pain. They are very adept, and they see many people with low back pain. They say chiropractic care often includes treatments not included in usual medical care, electric muscle stim, heat or cold therapy, and at study entry, patients had higher expectations of usual medical care with chiropractic care than usual medical care alone. Now, how many people are affected with low back pain? They say 31 million of us in the U.S. deal with back pain at any one time. I think it's more. I think it's a heck of a lot more than that. So, the research was carried out looking at 750 members of the U.S. Armed Forces, God bless them, from three military sites between September 2012 and 2016. Some of the participants were just given the standard low back pain care medication and physical therapy. They don't say if that was ibuprofen or Vicodin or muscle relaxants. All right, and then the remainder were given chiropractic sessions, rehab exercises, and hot and cold therapy, which is what many chiropractors will combine with their therapy. All of the patient's pain and disability levels were then later assessed, and then the findings were published in the JAMA Open. Now, some people will say, well, whoa, 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 what's the difference between chiropractic and physical therapy? So chiropractic is where you have manipulation, just like osteopathic manipulation. And by manipulation, you can manipulate muscles, tendons, vertebrae, and manipulate is not a negative word like we use it in the context of, man, I manipulated him to do exactly what I wanted. No. Manipulate means to move and to work, okay? And so manipulation doesn't necessarily mean crack. You know, people say, well, you go to a chiropractor to get your back cracked. Well, no. Okay, you may have a popping sound. Some of us may. just like when we crack our knuckles, it's the popping sound. They believe it's the little bubbles within the synovial fluid that cause that popping sound. So you may hear that. You may hear some of the bones and the ligaments snap back into place, you know, and because we become born and we come out of the mom's canal or out C-section. All of us have either come out canal or C-section, with maybe a couple of us test tube babies. And we have a lot of cartilage. We don't have a lot of bones, so we're a lot more flexible. Then, as we go through life's, you know, trials and tribulations, and we go through sports and fall down some stairs or have sex or go through childbirth ourselves, our backs start to, you know, ossify more and start to take certain shapes, and then they start to heal a certain way. And we have a lot of movement in our joints. If I'm just going to talk about spinal manipulation, we have a lot of movement with our joints. And you know how you could dislocate a shoulder? Well, you could subluxate, which is much smaller than a dislocation, where you can move something a little bit out of place. When that happens, however, especially with nerves in the back, you could get some pinching. You could get muscle spasm. And so if you're not aligned, and if your vertebrae or any other joint isn't in its ideal position, you can unfortunately suffer from pain. And so chiropractors or osteopathic manipulative doctors, doctors of osteopathy, will help get these bones back into place. They could also do a variety of things on muscle and help release certain hindrances to bodily functions based on somatic dysfunction and issues you have with your deeper muscles. And so it's a very, very complex, beautiful art that I don't have enough time to explain in detail, but we underutilize being touched by a provider. And my suspicion is we're going to see even less later. You know, we have a lot of patients that aren't getting touched by their doctors. We've talked about this before, where doctors may not examine your heart or, you know, or have you undressed because they don't want to be, you know, accused of, you know, assault. And as more and more people complain that their doctor assaulted them, and we hear more of these cases, even though we have some bad apples out there, as we've seen with Nasser and stuff, but as more and more people complain that they were touched and they were touched inappropriately, you'll have a lot of doctors go, well, then you know what? I'm just gonna give you the pill. If I give you the pill, you can't accuse me of assault. Here, go. Or you can't accuse me of hurting you, saying, oh, well, after you adjusted me, I'm in pain. And so we're starting to get more cold and less touchy-feely, and I wish we weren't, because I think there's a lot of healing we could do with our hands. And then maybe that'll help us avoid, you know, an opioid. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And again, big thanks to you all. We really appreciate you listening. So, in the movies, a monster may have green blood. I think almost every famous movie where somebody had to kill these crazy monsters, the blood would be green. I don't know why movie producers do that. I think it's because they want to remind people that this is fake. You know, because they may be just getting too involved and, you know, going, oh, my gosh, you know, we may have all these avatars and monsters and things or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember what movie I remember Green Blood, but a lot of times blood, right? I think the Xenomorphs from the Alien franchise had green blood. I think Predator films use a green blood. So we're being told by BGR.com, science, that there is a lizard on the island of New Guinea that does have green blood. The research was published in Science Advances, focused on the tracing the origin of green-blooded Prosinohema skinks and figuring out what made them different from their red blood brethren. The scientists quickly discovered just how unique the creatures were, and upon studying the blood of them, they were able to determine that a green biopigment called biliverdin was responsible for the color. Now, biliverdin is present in humans, but only in small amounts. And it is one of the reasons why we see, you know, bluish, green hues to our bruises. Like, have you guys ever gotten bruised? At first it's red, and then it turns purple, and then it starts to turn blue, and then I think brown, green, yellow. I have to double check. I got a bruise right now. My cat versus, my cat ended up, what did he do? He bit me, but didn't break the skin. It was the she-cat, and I have a bruise right now, and it is purple, and it's starting to turn blue and then later green, which is interesting. Okay, so bilirubin is what is a term that you've heard a lot. Bilirubin also makes bile. And so bilirubin is created from biliverdin. And biliverdin is that green bile pigment. And it's a product of heme catabolism. So what that means is when you break down blood, you end up breaking the heme portion, and then you end up getting bilirubin. Then you can oxidize it, and then it becomes biliverdin. So there's a lot of different things. But basically, it comes down from the heme breakdown, or the blood breakdown. So, what does that mean to us? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if we have too much of this biliverdin or bilirubin, we start to look yellow. Alright? So, lizards may somehow have a resistance to bile, maybe even liver disease. I mean, there may be something to this that lizards can offer us humans. So you may think, okay, well, who cares about green blood? But maybe that could be a later treatment. They say the amount of biliverdin present in these little skinks could kill a human many times over. But the researchers estimate that the levels of the green bile in the bodies are up to 40 times the lethal dose of humans. So how come lizards can handle this? Well, maybe it can work to fight parasites, or so. It's kind of some fascinating stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also very fascinating is a Reader's Digest article in which I was interviewed. Thank you. I posted it on my Facebook. You need to check this out. I'm talking about parasites. 8 silent signs that you could have a parasite. Now, you're going to start hearing a lot of vectors as we go into mosquito season and ticks and Lyme disease, and you're going to hear a lot about parasites. We're just kind of in this part of the year where bugs are rampant, and a lot of us are going camping, we're going hiking, we may be drinking from streams that aren't filtered and obviously are, you know, to have contaminated water, and so we're going to see more of this. So a parasite is an organism that lives on or in a host organism and gets its food from or at the expense of its host. This is why we call our kids parasites. They live in our house, they eat our food, and they do nothing for us, right? We ask them to do some laundry. We ask them to take their younger brother to school, and you get a, Mom, I want to go back to bed. Parasites. Now, in the protozoa kingdom, well, there are 3 classes of parasites. I shouldn't call it the protozoa kingdom. I should call it the parasite kingdom. 3 classes. You got the protozoa, which are the tiny one-celled organisms that can live in the intestines, blood tissue. You have the helminths, which are the worms, like the tapeworms, roundworms. And then you have the ectoparasites, which are your ticks, fleas, lice, mites. And those attach and burrow into the skin. So these Lyme disease ticks, they're parasites. You could actually say a mosquito is a parasite because it feeds on your blood. Now, parasites could cause disease and could also kill you. So, a lot of people don't realize that many people in the United States have parasites. So, according to Dahlia Wax, MD, that's me, look at that, according to Dahlia Wax, MD, I love quoting myself, whether you're traveling abroad or drink from tap, or you went to a lake around the block, splashed around, ingesting contaminated water is the most common cause of parasite. All right. If you ingest raw or undercooked beef or pork, that could lead to intestinal tapeworms, according to Donna Hawkinson of the University of Kansas Health System. Now, you know what? No, it's okay. Let her put her quote in. It's okay. Listen. You know what? It's fine by me. There could be other doctors quoting in this article. It's fine. I like Kansas. University of Kansas is fine. It's okay. Let her talk. Let's see what she has to say. She says eating certain raw fish can lead to infection by the Diphyllobrothrium species of intestinal tapeworm. See, I couldn't have contributed that because I couldn't pronounce it. She also says, additionally, ingestion of contaminated food or water can lead to an Ascaris infection. Ascaris intestinal roundworms can grow up to 35 centimeters in length and lead to intestinal blockage. So, you may be having weight loss. If you have weight loss, that can be a sign that you have a parasite. Remember there was this daughter of somebody who got parasites, tapeworms from her mom so she could lose weight? Stupid. Tapeworms will cause you to lose weight because you have a huge worm in your intestine eating your food. The problem is that worm could invade through the intestine and attack you. Now, they quoted another doctor, Dr. Patricia Quinlisk. She's medical director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. I know, look, you know what? She's got credentials. Cut her some slack. She said that the tapeworms could cause you to lose weight, right, because there's a huge worm in your intestines. The weight loss will also be accompanied by loss of appetite and upset stomach. Now they quote me again. Okay, now they're back to Dr. Wax. See? Okay, so I love this article. Thank you, Reader's Digest. Compromised immune system could inhibit your body's ability to fight off a parasite. So this is me. This is my quote. Here we go. Those with diabetes and HIV, as well as those undergoing transplants who are on immunosuppressants, are most at risk. See, that's good. Do I sound like the other doctors? Do I? Because you know what? If I'm around these other doctors, I just need to sound doctorly. Right? Did I sound good? All right. I sound good. So according to the CDC, Giardia infection is the most common intestinal parasitic disease affecting humans. So we get it from Giardia-infested water, eating raw food that has Giardia, touching surfaces contaminated with it, swimming in Giardia-infested lakes and rivers and streams. So what do you get if you get Giardia? You get watery diarrhea, gas, abdominal cramps, dehydration, and that can happen a week or two after exposure. Now, they quoted, okay, now this is my biggest competition here. They quoted Amesh Adalja, MD, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Okay. No hating. Love. They say the most common symptom associated with parasites can mimic irritable bowel. Amesh says gastrointestinal parasites can cause abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, anal itching, anemia, and intestinal obstruction. Okay, no, that's a good quote. That's a good quote. Okay? Now, we also talk about Trichomonas vaginalis. I had suggested that's another one. It's a sexually transmitted disease. You can get changes in vaginal discharge, etc. So I was able to add that. Now, some parasitic infections may have no symptoms. They're about to quote me again. Okay, here we go. All right, you may need blood tests, fecal tests, x-rays, a colonoscopy. But parasites can cause serious illness. And here comes my big quote of the day. You can eventually become dehydrated and die. And some parasites will invade other organs, says Dr. Wax. That's me. Antibiotics will not treat all of these, so we use antiparasitic medications primarily and give fluids to maintain hydration. Then, if left untreated, Dr. Dahlia Wax adds, hey, that's me, parasites will use your body to thrive at your expense. That's parasites. Damn, I'm good. Thank you, Reader's Digest. I hope we taught you guys something. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Moment. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Right, nice. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Ebola is not yet an international emergency. However, the World Health Organization has raised Ebola health risk to, quote, very high in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So according to CNN News, the World Health Organization said in an emergency meeting today, the conditions for a public health emergency of international concern have not currently been met in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's where an outbreak of Ebola virus disease has been identified in the last 10 days. Vaccinations with ZMapp, an experimental biopharmaceutical drug developed to combat Ebola, could begin as soon as today. Remember they said that about 4,000 doses? So they were going to do a kind of a ring sort of vaccination or a ring immunization where what we do is we start at the center and then we start going out to contacts and healthcare workers and we start branching out from the bullseye out. So prior to the meeting, the World Health Organization raised the DRC's Ebola health assessment risk to, quote, very high. Now, the number today is 25 deaths and 45 cases have been reported, including 3 healthcare personnel. Among the 45 cases, 14 have been confirmed, mostly in the remote Bikoro health zone. There has been one confirmed case in Mbandaka, which is a city of 1.2 million, which is why things started to get scarier as we were hitting a city of a higher population. So they say the risk of international spread is particularly high since the city of Mbandaka is in proximity to the Congo River. The Congo River has significant regional traffic across porous borders. So Dr. Peter Salama of World Health Organization Emergency Preparedness said overall we're tracing more than 532 contacts. So he described the effectiveness of identified and then reaching contacts is pretty high. In Bikoro, that's where most of the cases have occurred. But you got a lot of smaller outlying villages. And, you know, we talked about how it's not as cut and dry. If a village is dealing with sickness, they may not always want help because they think modern civilization may come in, change their lifestyle, kill them, separate them from loved ones. You know, they don't want to be broadcast and they don't want people coming out and being in their business. On the other hand, they do need help. And so if we do have these little Ebola smolderings, which Ebola was discovered back in 1976, or first identified, but there's been little smolderings of little outbreaks, we may not always hear about it till after people die. And so it's frustrating for people in epidemiology, or those who want to contain it. So doses of the experimental vaccine ZMapp, which is actually the experimental treatment, first began to arrive in the country earlier this week. So the World Health Organization is still seeking the necessary government approvals to use it. The inoculation program is going to be complex because ZMapp is actually an infusion. It's not like a shot. So it's an infusion that takes over several hours. So what is the first phase of this vaccination program? Because you're going to be hearing this, quote, ring vaccination. So that includes confirmation of cases, then identifying the primary contacts, and then the secondary contacts. That's going to be in the range of 8,000 to 10,000 people. I don't think they have enough of it yet. They were talking about and bragging how they had 4,000 doses. They're going to probably start the inoculation in the populous Mbandaka. Then they're going to go from there. So you've got 9 neighboring countries. You've got the Republic of Congo, the Central African Republic. They are advising that there could be high risk of spread. They are bringing in more personnel, etc. And this is something that's concerning because we don't want to see what happened back in 2014 to 2016 where 11,300 people died. Now, what kind of money does this take? Well, they say the strategic response is going to require $26 million over 3 months. $9 million has already been pledged. The Ebola crisis that started in 2014, it was around Christmas time, started with, I believe, a child that got it, and then the family took care of the child, and then the family died, a small village. That crisis cost between $3 and $4 billion. Now, I don't know if they're adding into that number the economic hardship that befell upon Sierra Leone and Liberia and Guinea and all the other countries that were affected. So this is going to be tough. So this outbreak is now entering a new phase. So they found a case in Wangata, 3 zones of Mbandaka, and I apologize about that, which is the capital of the Equatorial Province in northwest Congo. And so the Bikoro health zone is about 150 kilometers away. And so seeing it go from a rural area into a city is why we started to get our panties all up in a bunch on this one.
So we'll keep you guys posted. It's not good. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. Making headlines in our neck of the woods is how pools and hot tubs can harbor dangerous germs and can even lead to death. Now, remember we just had a lady in Florida who had been at, what, a Days Inn or something? She had been in the hot tub, and her husband thinks she might have gotten bit or gotten an infection from that hot tub. And the infection turned out to be a type of bug. I'm not sure if it was MRSA, they didn't say. But she ended up having necrotizing fasciitis and ends up dying because of a bite or some bug that got into her system. So now you're going to see some articles talking about pools and hot tubs harboring dangerous germs. They say of all the outbreaks of waterborne germs between 2000 and 2014, a third of them occurred in pools and hot tubs at hotels. They say we often underestimate what it takes to properly run a pool or a hot tub to maintain a chlorine level where it needs to be. Obviously, the chlorine kills the bacteria, viruses. The study author is Michelle Halavsa, chief of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Healthy Swimming Program. So the CDC recommends that public pools, including hotel pools and water parks, be run by people trained to keep the water free from contamination. Most of the reported outbreaks were caused by three major infections: Cryptosporidium, which we call Crypto, Legionella, and Pseudomonas. Now, Crypto is a parasite, and it can survive chlorinated pools. You actually get it by swallowing pool water, especially if it was contaminated by diarrhea. So somebody has to poop in the pool, and then you have to swallow the water. It happens. Then you could turn around and get three cases of severe diarrhea. Cases of Crypto has decreased, but the decline has leveled off. We talked about Crypto a few years ago on the show. Pseudomonas and Legionella are bacteria that can also defy disinfectants. The bacteria can enter through the skin, eyes, nose. We've talked about Legionnaire's disease. Some people could get it from the shower, breathing the stuff in. So according to a new report, 493 outbreaks of waterborne infections were reported between 2000 and 2014, causing more than 27,000 illnesses and 8 deaths. Crypto caused 58% of the outbreaks and 89% of the illnesses. Now, all right, 8 deaths, that's, to me, 8 too many. But I understand people are like, I'm not going to freak out about hot tubs and pools, right? If you're looking at 14 years, less than 2 people die a year. But still, I don't want my kids, or anybody I know, getting something from a pool. Legionella caused 16% of the outbreaks. That could cause pneumonia, flu-like symptoms. Pseudomonas could cause like a hot tub rash, we call it hot tub folliculitis. Could also cause swimmer ears. So, I've urged many people to quit peeing and pooping in the pool. I don't know if people actually poop in the pool. I think what it is, they don't wipe their butt very well. And they're like, well, I don't have to use toilet paper because I'm going into the pool. Or some people just don't shower that well. Some people let their children swim when they have diarrhea, and sometimes diarrhea can come out. They say you need to wait 2 weeks after the diarrhea stopped before going back into a pool. 2 weeks, according to WebMD. Take the kids for bathroom breaks. Do not change a diaper right by a pool because the diaper will blow into the pool. You have to inspect the pool. Do not swallow pool water. And again, please, people, quit peeing in the pool. I can't believe we have to have this discussion. 1-877-DALI, don't go away.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And
plate. Alright, there we go, there we go. Look, if you guys want to dance, I don't mind. I could turn into a music show. Everybody goes, oh, Delilah, can you play me the song? I'm like, I'm not Delilah. I'm Dr. Dahlia. I wish I was Delilah. Then I get to sit there and sing along with the music. Let's talk about some infected earwax. That sounds juicy. An audiologist in the UK goes by the moniker the Wax Whisperer. And he has shared a gruesome clip of a patient whose earwax was so backed up that it had actually become infected. Neil Raithatha, who owns and operates the Hear Clinic, said the patient's hearing aid had caused the wax to build. It does. Hearing aids will push the wax down in there. So this would be impossible to self-remove. So the client in this case wore a hearing aid, which caused the earwax buildup. And that prevented the natural migration of earwax out of the canal. Wax will move down the canal and out, which is why we tell you to only clean the outside of your ear. You don't have to go in there with Q-tips. I love Q-tips. But you don't have to go in there with Q-tips. All you have to do is go in there and clean just the outside canal, the outside open. Anyway, Raithatha said that the buildup was so bad that the patient could no longer hear and had developed a fungal infection surrounding the wax. He did not say when the extraction occurred, nor for how long his patient had been suffering. The patient had a fungal infection and otomycosis, which developed in the dead earwax and skin, and also developed an otitis externa of the ear canal and eardrum. That's disgusting. A fungal infection can spread up into the... This is dangerous stuff. It took about 10 minutes for Raithatha to completely remove the wax, and he said it had also had a foul odor in the ear. Apparently, in the video, you see him tugging it, and it probably did have a pretty good odor. So, many of you guys want to stick candles in your ears and burn off the wax. Okay, here's the thing. All right, you could get your wax cleaned out if you want to. We could Roto-Rooter you if you need to. I personally don't like to because wax is protective. You know, remember there was that woman who got a palmetto bug cockroach into her ear in Florida? All right. Animals will stay away from your ear if you have wax in them. Wax is protective. Plus, every orifice needs something to keep it moist. Your nose has sinus drainage. Your urethra has urine, right? Vagina, mouth has saliva, so every orifice needs to have some liquid, otherwise the skin dries. If that orifice is not built to be outside, it dries up. And those of us with dry noses, we don't like that. And then we'll try to blow our nose just to make it moist again. So ears are orifices, and they need to protect the skin. If not, you could get dry ear. I'll have people who get ear eczema, and oh, is that barbaric, where they need to itch the inside of their ear, and they can't get to it without a Q-tip. So they itch, and they scratch with that Q-tip. Well, when you do that, you're losing cells of the skin. You're also losing the wax, and the wax provides that nice coat that helps soothe it. And I've had to give people eardrops with steroids just to calm it down. And then I have to tell them, please keep your earwax. Because otherwise this eczema is going to keep coming back because it's too dry. So for those of you that have a little bit of earwax, leave it. It's fine. For those of you who don't, then I would suggest if it starts to pile up and impact, you go to the medical provider and they can flush you out. That's what we do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, there are some new attractions in Orlando, and they say these new theme park attractions is really paying off. A new report released last week shows theme park attendance in the largest parks in North America last year went up 2.3%, powered by new attractions in Orlando. Apparently, the Orlando market represents about a third of theme park attendance in North America, according to the report by the Themed Entertainment Association. Okay, so I'm confused. I'd say Disneyland is number one. Disney World is number two. Would number three be Universal Studios? I don't know. Well, last year, Walt Disney World in Orlando opened up a new land in its Animal Kingdom park, modeled after the movie Avatar. And the Animal Kingdom saw its increase of more than 15%. Next year, Disney World is going to open a Star Wars-themed land,
Universal Orlando Resort is planning another Harry Potter ride. And SeaWorld Orlando is going to open a land based on Sesame Street. Oh, Sesame Street. I love Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? I love Sesame Street. Grover and Cookie Monster. Okay. Love it. Ernie and Bert. I had to go to that. In all, an estimated $10 billion is expected to be spent on attractions, hotels, and retail and dining areas. All right? But the spending is not just limited to Orlando. They say other people are making money. And growth is good. Chime Long Ocean Kingdom in China and Disneyland Park at Disneyland Paris both saw attendance increases by 15%. Well, also the economy got better. So I think a lot of people are liking, you know, liking to have, I don't know, maybe we all feel old. We want to go back and enjoy our youth. They say Disneyland in California have the highest. Oh, wait a second. Disney's Magic Kingdom in Orlando at 20.5 million visitors, which is the most of any park in any world. Disneyland in California at 18.3 million visitors, followed by Tokyo Disneyland with 16.6 million, and Universal Studios Japan with 14.9 million visitors. That's a lot of money. They're making a lot of money. Tesla. There was another Tesla crash, so now there are more doubts that we drivers can be trusted with self-driving tech, like autopilot. According to a report issued earlier this week by police in South Jordan, a suburb of Salt Lake City, a 28-year-old woman at the wheel of a $100,000 electric sedan Engage Autopilot. It's a driver assist software that does require driver oversight. She didn't touch the steering wheel for 80 seconds. She hit a fire truck at 60 miles an hour. Now, she had a broken foot, but apparently the car was speeding along on autopilot. Police added that the vehicle registered more than a dozen instances of her hands being off the steering wheel in this drive cycle, including two instances where she didn't touch the wheel for more than a minute. She touched the wheel briefly each time after heeding a visual alert to do so. So what they're saying is we humans may be too stupid to be in these autopilot cars. Now, I don't really know what this software is supposed to do. I thought the software, based on some of the commercials, are supposed to warn you about another car coming. Or they may allow some autopilot function when you're in bumper to bumper. But to drive down a highway at high speed, I don't think you're supposed to use autopilot for that. I could be wrong. So they think what's happening is people are too stupid to be in these because they want to sit there and type and work. Now, we are trying these new sort of autopilot, auto drive options in cars. Because there were 40,000 people who died in U.S. road accidents last year. So we're trying to make things safer. But if you have people that are going to turn around and do stupid, they say, can humans be entrusted with a tech that can lull us into a false sense of security and cause us to ignore automaker warnings? Yeah. Just like that one guy who unfortunately was killed because he was watching a Harry Potter movie. We got to use some common sense, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement,
retirement? This book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.